Hey, this is Mike Robbins. Thanks for joining me for this week's audio message. This week we're talking about being flexible. So how flexible are you? And, you know, I'm not talking about yoga positions or touching your toes or doing the splits or anything like that, although not that that's not important, but how flexible are you in life, mentally, emotionally, with your ideas, with the ways you do things? Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes I know, particularly in the areas where I'm most challenged in life, I'm often the most inflexible. And there are times I'm so rigid, if you just ask Michelle, my wife, or anybody who knows me, it can be a little annoying. But if you think about your life, and we all think about our lives, flexibility is so important, and at the same time, really challenging. I mean, actually, our bodies are a good metaphor for the importance of flexibility. Physically speaking, when we're not flexible, we're not able to do certain things. And if we try to do them, sometimes we can get hurt. I know this as an athlete for many, many years, that flexibility is important. Now, I've not had the most flexible body through the course of my life, and many of you can probably relate to that. And the more flexible you are physically, again, the more ease, the more stress-free, pain-free you can go through your daily activities or certain things you're trying to do physically in life. So thinking of that in terms of our lives and our ability or inability to be flexible, flexibility is one of the most important aspects of us not only creating success but ultimately fulfillment in our lives, especially these days. If you've noticed, especially over the last, I don't know, year and a half or so, there's been lots of opportunities for us to practice being flexible or noticing where we're inflexible, where we're fixed in doing things a certain way, in thinking about things a certain way. And just with the nature of the economy and the changes that we've seen, the nature of technology and how the world is changing and evolving, even if we've been doing the same thing for the last many years, the way that we go about doing it, for the most case, is different and changing all the time. And for many of us, it's been very, very different. So take a look at your own ability or inability to be flexible. And as we expand our capacity for flexibility, we expand our capacity for peace, for happiness, for joy. Now, flexibility doesn't mean flaky, doesn't mean wimpy, doesn't mean we don't have, you know, strong beliefs or opinions or thoughts or feelings about things. It just means we're willing to be open to new ideas. We're willing to do things differently. We're willing to be innovative, creative. We're willing to let go of how it's always been done and trust that there may be a new way. There may be a different way. Someone else might actually have a good idea. It doesn't always have to go the way that it's gone. And if you look at why we're often not flexible, I know for me in my own life, the places where I'm not flexible are often places where I feel a lot of fear, or I feel like I'm not very good at something, so I've figured out a certain way to do things, and that's the way it works for me, and I'm inflexible about doing it another way. Sometimes my own arrogance gets in my way. If it's something that I've done for a long time or believe very passionately about, I'm not willing to look at doing it another way. And other times, it's, you know, the fear isn't of doing it or not doing it. It's simply of, if I admit there's another way to do it, then I have to deal with the fact that I've done it wrong for such a long time, or, you know, feel inferior to someone who might do it better, or whatever those things are. But the more we can get in touch with that, the more we can break through it and actually start to be flexible, more flexible in life, more able to go with the flow, if you will. I was listening to Esther Hicks talk in an interview with Oprah, actually, from a while back, and she was talking about the importance of going with the flow and using the analogy of being in a boat. And instead of trying to even row with the current, most of us are often rowing against the current, all we got to do is let go of the oars and literally let the flow of life take us. Now, for many of us, that's scary and takes a certain amount of faith and trust that things will actually work out, that we can trust and be flexible, if you will, to go with the current. But our ability to do that opens up so many doors, so many possibilities, so many new ideas. So what can we do to start being more flexible in reality, in life? It's a great concept, right? But how do we actually do it? Well, the first step of this process, like the first step of many processes, is to actually tell the truth about it. Take a look at the places, particularly where you're not flexible, or just really take some inventory of how flexible you are in life. That's the first step. The second step is to notice in the areas where you're not flexible, where you feel stuck or rigid or fixed in a certain way of thinking, a certain way of doing things, ask yourself the question, am I willing to be flexible? Am I willing to be open here? Am I willing to see things or do things differently? If not, then, you know, there's not much we can really do about that. But if so, then open yourself up to the possibility of letting things be different, letting things go, letting things flow, if you will. The third step is to start to think about, do, and even just consider things differently. Now, at first, in a certain area of life, let's just say with your finances or with your children, how you discipline them, how you interact with them, with your friends, your family, with your work team. There are certain things that, you know, we've built up a lot of experience, a lot of expertise, a lot of understanding about how those things work, how we want to interact with those people or that situation, or how we think we should be. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with being convicted about certain ways of operating and doing things. But if you notice there are places where you're feeling stuck or stressed, are you willing to be open to something different? Are you willing to see some new possibility? So that's the third step. The fourth step is actually to start letting go. And what I mean by that is, and often a good exercise to do is, especially in areas where you're feeling stuck or there's a conflict or a frustration or just some amount of stress, is write down as many things as you can that you're feeling stressed about, you're feeling upset about, you're feeling worried about, you're feeling annoyed, frustrated about, whatever the case may be. And with each of the things, ask yourself the question, am I willing to simply let that go? Or is there something for me to do about that? Someone to talk to, some action to take, some request to make, whatever it is. But a lot of times we can simply just let it go. And you and I, while we may not think of it this way, we're actually masters at letting things go. We've done it throughout our entire lives. We don't think about the things we let go. We think about the things we hold on to. But this fourth step in the process is actually seeing if you can let go of things, which is a key element of being flexible. Now, if you're not willing to let things go, that's okay. You don't have to, but you just want to ask yourself, what can I do to actually resolve this, move this forward, create some space, some freedom, something positive for me? Again, maybe talk to someone, ask for some help, take some action, do something differently. But that's the fourth step. And the fifth step is sort of related to the fourth one, but it's about leaning on other people, asking other people for support and feedback. Now, this doesn't mean that what other people say is the truth, it's just their opinion. But if we want to be more flexible in life, we want to do things differently, we want to let go of certain ways of being or ways of operating that no longer serve us, one of the best things we can do is to check in with the people around us and ask for their feedback, both in terms of where we might be able to be more flexible, because other people might be able to give us some insight about that, and also when they notice that we're not being flexible, give them permission to say something to us about it. You know, my wife has permission, although there are still times I get irritated about it, to kind of poke at me in a loving way, to remind me to stop taking myself so seriously, to get me to laugh, to get me to let go. And I need that from her. I want that from her, as well as some of the important people in my life, in my men's group, some of my mentors, my success partner, all the people around me that are most important. I love for them to be able to give me that feedback, remind me, and in so doing, allow me to step more into that flexible place of being open, being receptive, being creative, not being attached to things, which is ultimately what flexibility is all about. Now, in a lot of cases, easier said than done, especially for some of us based on our personalities. But if you're willing to engage in the inquiry of flexibility and expand your capacity to be flexible, it's amazing what can happen in your life, in your relationships, in your work. Have fun with this. As always, you can stay in touch with me at my website at mike-robbins.com.